Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to be with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, October the 23rd. Earlier this month, the Wall Street Journal reported that some business leaders are drifting away from the Republican Party because of the war in Iraq, the growing federal debt, and a conservative social agenda that they don't share. It's speculated that the votes of many disgruntled fiscal conservatives and other lapsed Republicans are now up for grabs, and this could alter U.S. politics in the 2008 elections and beyond. We will talk about this reported shift and wonder if it's happening here at home this hour with Mark Buer, a former top aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, also a state business leader. He is director of the UW Research Park, and he told the Capital Times recently in a report that we are at a critical crossroads for Republicans in Wisconsin and across the country because a lot of people believe the party has lost its way. Do you? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, toll free from anywhere. If you're in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll talk about what are the core values of the Republican Party, and is the Republican Party losing its grip on the business vote or the business brand? Is the Republican Party, as speculated in this Wall Street Journal article, closed for business? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And we are happy to have with us Mark Buer. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joy. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So what did you mean when you told the Capital Times reporter that a lot of people think the Republican Party has lost its way?
Well, I think a lot of people like me who have been in the Republican Party our whole lives are frustrated with the approach that's being taken or has been taken over the course of the past decade by our elected officials from the president on down in Washington with regard to some of the fiscal responsibility matters, in other words, the management of the state of the national budget and that sort of thing. Some of the preoccupation with single-issue, hot-button issues that seem to preoccupy the public debate or the political debate in and around the Republican Party. And we think that, I think many people like me think that the Republican Party has sort of departed from its traditional roots of fiscal responsibility, limited government, you know, helping those that need a hand up but not intervening in the lives of everyone. With regard to the role of government, and I think for those reasons, we're very concerned about not only the business support of the party over the long haul, but general support of the middle class and what has made the party so effective over the course of the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah, what do you make of some big-name business leaders nationally actually changing allegiances, like the Morgan Stanley chair and chief executive officer John Mack, who used to back President Bush, is now backing Democrat Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think some are disillusioned. There are some, of course, that are sort of going with the flow and trying to pick who is going to be the winner of both the primaries and the general election, and are much more less ideological and more interested in just finding who the winner of the election might be. But I think that many people are frustrated with the Republican Party and their lack of particularly fiscal leadership and preoccupation with these single issue debates that occur both in Washington and in Wisconsin that sort of preoccupy the party and cause it to become distracted from what's really important to the vast majority of citizens in the state and country. And I think that's what has caused people to, like some of the major CEOs in the country, to take a look elsewhere. Those folks are generally used to running large organizations where it's required that you sort of balance your budgets and make sure things are fiscally are run in a fiscally prudent way, and I think they look at what's gone on in Washington in the last 10 years and conclude that that's, you know, not what the President and the Congress have done, and we need to try and get back to some of those basic core principles.
We're talking with Mark Buer. He was a former top aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, an astute political observer, too, currently a director of the UW Research Park, talking about a piece that was in the Wall Street Journal earlier this month that reported some business leaders are drifting away from the Republican Party because of the war in Iraq and the growing federal debt and a social conservative agenda that they don't share. And we're wondering if this reported defection is holding true for Wisconsin as well. And we wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, October the 23rd. Coming up this afternoon, At Issue with Ben Marins, and after 4, Ben will welcome in Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance to talk about the state budget that is expected to pass today in the state legislature. That's after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, we're talking with Mark Buer, director of the UW Research Park, a former top aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, talking about the core values of the Republican Party and whether the Republican Party is losing its grip on traditional Republicans and especially business leaders throughout the country and here in Wisconsin. A recent article in the Wall Street Journal suggested that is the case, that there were some GOP business leaders who were defecting because they are fed up with some things going on in the Republican Party. And we welcome your thoughts and questions about this at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And Mark Buer, in that piece where you were quoted in the Capital Times, I think you also said that the state budget here in Wisconsin would be a critical test for state Republicans. And since the legislature's voting on a budget agreement today, what do you think?
Well, I think that's true. There was the classic showdown in the state budget between substantial tax increases that the governor had proposed, the oil franchise fee, the hospital tax, a variety of other things, and of course the Senate Democrats supporting that, and the Republicans in the Assembly kind of holding the line and resisting and sort of fighting back those tax increases. At the end of the day, I think that the compromise that was worked out was about all you can expect in this kind of process. Headlines in the papers this morning talk about an $892 million shortfall that this budget creates, which, you know, adds fuel to the fire that fiscally we are just incapable of managing the affairs of the state without creating these monumental fiscal problems for the future for our children and grandchildren. So on the one hand, I think that the legislature deserves credit for finally getting the budget done, but this is a structural problem that's enduring in this state that we just lack the capacity and the ability in a statesmanlike way to figure out how to manage our finances, and we expect all the citizens of Wisconsin to do that, but we can't figure out how to do it when we run the largest institution in the state, state government, and that's very, very disappointing in many ways.
Yeah. Why is it important or significant that there will be this this shortfall?
Well, I think the point is that at some point there's a day of reckoning, and we're pushing many of the fiscal problems, and you'll hear more about that this afternoon from Todd Berry, mm-hmm. because I'm sure he'll be talking about that. But we're pushing the fiscal problems of the state forward into the next biennium, which means that unless we have a unbelievably significant revenue uptick from the citizens and taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin, we're going to have to deal with this issue in 2 years or less. And so my point is that we're, from a revenue perspective, not generating enough revenues to pay for the services that we're authorized to pay for in this state. And I think many people yearn for a leader that's and that includes legislators that don't tell us what we want to hear, but tell us how to fix the problem and not worry about getting reelected. And you know, this is a fundamental issue that gets to a full-time legislature. It gets to how we create legislative districts, which essentially ensure that all incumbents are reelected, and the whole atmosphere around the state capitol and Washington, D.C. is how do we figure out how to keep our jobs and not what's in the best interest of the citizens and taxpayers of the state and country. And as long as we have that attitude, I'm not sure that we'll ever come up with meaningful solutions to these problems.
To the phones we go. Tim in Sparta starts us off. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Morning, Tim.
Yeah, I've been a little disappointed with Republicans and spending too much. However, I would just say we're not nearly as bad as the Democrats. Wisconsin is. I just saw the other day that Wisconsin is the seventh number seven in the highest states for taxes, which is absolutely ridiculous. I feel that the liberals, they just want to throw money at problems all the time, and that's their solution for solving problems. And I don't think that the Republicans stand up enough for them. And just after watching on a national spectrum, after watching this Republican debate the other night, John McCain brought issue with the liberals, how they do the pork belly spending. And how Hillary Clinton just last week voted for a $1 million tax funding for a Woodstock museum. I think there's a lot better things we can be spending our money on, and I just would like to see the Republicans get back to the Ronald Reagan economics and feeling that every day is the fourth. Quoting Ronald Reagan, he said that every day Republicans feel like it's the 4th of July, and Democrats feel like every day is April 5th.
Before you go, Tim, and I'm going to get Mark Buehr to respond to those comments. Is there a presidential candidate on the Republican side that reflects your values more than others?
Absolutely, 100%. Mike Huckabee. I know he's not a top tier. They're saying he's in probably number five right now, but he's coming on real strong. The other day, Chuck Norris endorsed him. I think he's got a lot of momentum.
Hey, Chuck. All right. Tim, thank you. I know Tim as a fairly regular caller on this program, and I suspected that Mike Huckabee might be your guy, Tim. First of all, Mark Buehr, what about Tim is a conservative who says Republicans might, they might be spending more than they should be, but they're better than the liberals.
Well, I think Tim's point is valid. Although I would say, from my observations of both state and national politics over the course of the last 20 plus years, increasingly I would say that the traditional lines between political parties that control public policy in both Washington and Madison are becoming blurred, and one can look at various legislative initiatives and actions on budget and try and determine what the differences are between Republicans and Democrats, and I think that we've created a sort of ruling class mentality both in Washington and Madison, where you find it very difficult to determine, to cut through the sort of morass of political rhetoric and figure out exactly what the ideological differences are between the two parties, because I agree with Tim that Republicans generally don't spend to the extent that Democrats do, although one could argue that the Congress, when it was controlled by Republicans, sort of blew the lid off and spent pretty aggressively and ran the deficit up, which I was very deeply disappointed in. And some of it was related to the economy of 9/11 and that sort of thing, but when you're not taking the tax revenues and you have to adjust spending, and we've just not been able and capable of doing that in the current political environment.
Yeah. Talk some, Mark Buehr, if you will, about, I guess, the battle in the Republican Party right now with some social conservatives actually saying they might split off and try to find some other candidate if Rudy Giuliani, for example, gets the nomination, because they don't think he is socially conservative enough.
Well, I've certainly heard and listened to the debate about our presidential candidates, and I'm not sure who will emerge. And I hear complaints by social conservatives about the commitment of certain candidates to their own specific agenda. And one of the things that troubles me is that the Republican Party has departed from the sort of big tent philosophy that was pervasive during the Reagan years, where everybody was sort of welcome if you had a general philosophy that was supported and embodied in Republican Party politics. We seem to be willing to kind of throw people out if they don't adhere to the dogma lockstep, and I think that's troublesome and disappointing. I mean, I think we can have disagreements on certain individual ideological issues and still all be Republicans. Democrats seem to do that a little bit better than Republicans do, although they have their problems as well. And so my guess is that if I had a chance to discuss this issue with the social conservative movement, I would say, you know, let's all get behind the best candidate and understand that we're going to have minor disagreements or even maybe major disagreements on one or two things, but decide who the best leader is for the people of this country and get behind he or she and try and get them elected.
Yeah. And you had mentioned some of these social issues like stem cell research. That
right.
is that's one that obviously is very important to you as the director of the UW Research Park.
Well, it is, and I was very troubled in the last gubernatorial election that this became a significant issue between Republican candidate Mark Green and the governor. The governor was very supportive of stem cell research, and I think, unfortunately, Congressman Green was convinced that he could attract enough support in this state to run with sort of a different point of view on stem cell research. I was in the Tommy Thompson administration. Tommy Thompson was a conservative Republican governor, Catholic, who supported stem cell research because he saw it as an opportunity not only to help people with some of the most pervasive diseases that we experience in our society, but also to contribute substantially to economic development and job creation in this state. Wisconsin has incredible science and some of the best researchers in the world located at UW-Madison that are involved in stem cell research, and it's an opportunity for the state to shine in a very significant and important area, and I don't think we can walk away from it, and certainly not suggesting we compromise our core values, but I think we can support stem cell research without doing that.
We're talking with Mark Buehr, director of UW Research Park, a former top aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, talking about reports that the Republican Party is losing some support from the business community. Wondering if the GOP is closed or open for business. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Then we'll return. This is the Ideas Network. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 7:36 on this Tuesday, October the 23rd, and our fall pledge drive is over. It's history. I know what you're thinking. Finally. But thanks to you, it was a success. You donated $988,000 to help support the Wisconsin Public Radio networks and your local Wisconsin Public Radio station and all of the programming that you depend on. More than 7,100 listeners pledged support, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. We are talking this hour with Mark Buehr, director of the UW Research Park, a former aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, about the Republican Party and the core values of the Republican Party, and talking about a reported defection of some in the Republican Party, according to a story earlier this month in the Wall Street Journal. It says some business leaders are drifting away from the Republican Party because of the war in Iraq, the growing federal debt, and a conservative social agenda that they don't share. In manufacturing sectors such as the auto industry, some Republicans want direct government help with soaring health care costs, which Republicans in Washington have been reluctant to provide. And some business people want more government action on global warming, arguing that a bolder plan is not only inevitable, but could spur new industry. So we're talking about whether the GOP is losing its grip on the core business vote with our guest, who is has political experience and business experience. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Michael in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
It's funny. I was just talking to a person at work about pretty much the same issue the other day, and we came down to arguing about taxes, and I know one of your previous callers just called and said he's astounded that Wisconsin is the seventh highest tax state in the country, maybe as an aggregate. However, I think why we suffer as a state budget, especially if since we've been talking about that, is what everyone in the Republican Party seems to be upset because we give away money, quote-unquote, to people who need help, individuals. Well, what about the corporate welfare? What about all of the big giveaways that we've given GE or even the large corporations here at Miller Park, all the tax breaks for pretty much anything and everything just to try to woo these businesses? And I think what's misconstrued is that Wisconsin, on the corporate tax level, is one of the lowest in the country. Its personal tax is one of the highest. And I understand I'm a taxpayer myself, and I don't appreciate that either, but I mean, when it comes down to it, who's really getting the tax breaks here, and who's getting the corporate welfare? I think what irritates people is that we do have jobs, and we do have a good corporate base, but yet we, as a personal taxpayer, are bearing the brunt of the cost. Yeah. And does the guest maybe think that this could be in part what's causing maybe the middle class to start eroding away from the Republican base?
What do you think about that, Mark Buehr?
Well, I think that those are very valid points. I think that most people are yearning for some kind of overall leadership, particularly as it relates to the fiscal matters that that affect our state government and our personal tax situations. And we do have a high tax burden in the state on both the personal side and property tax side. I think the corporate welfare discussion is a bit overblown, because as a former Secretary of Revenue here in the state, I can tell you that what Wisconsin does in the area of providing incentives for companies to move here or to stay here is very, very modest compared to other states. We frequently don't compete very well with other states when we're attempting to lure large manufacturers or job creators here. And at the end of the day, I think policymakers are motivated to try and increase and improve the economy here in the state of Wisconsin by attracting employers and ensuring that our existing employers stay here. And to be candid with you, the mentality across the country as it relates to the business community has been, let states play one another off against each other and see who can come up with the best deal for trying to keep their company in the state or lure their company into the state, and that gets to be a little bit of a bidding war. At the very heart of the caller's issue, though, I think is the fundamental problem that we have in Wisconsin, which is our high tax burden, but a seemingly inability to control what we're spending those tax dollars on. And we have a long-term fiscal problem, and we simply do not have the revenue-raising capacity in the state to continue to fund all the things we're spending money on. And at some point, a leader has to step up and say, folks, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but we do have to jettison some of the programs that we're paying for in this state because the citizens of the state can no longer afford to pay for them. And that's really at the heart of the frustration that many people feel with our elected officials on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. Thanks to Michael. Marty in Beloit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Marty.
Hi. I am a retired Democratic business person. And in talking to my Republican counterparts, most of them are pretty unhappy with the Bush administration. Some of them are going to definitely vote Democratic. Some of them, I don't know what they're going to do. My observations, the Republicans always accuse the Democrats of being taxed and spent. Well, when Ronald Reagan took office, the national debt was $975 billion. It is now something over, I don't know, $5 or $6 trillion. And it all, most of it came during the administration of the two Bushes and Ronald Reagan. If you remember, Bill Clinton had some really nice budget surpluses, and that has always bothered me. A second issue that I agree with your guest is stem cell research. I mean, it makes no sense to me that we should not do this just from a health issue. I mean, and the third issue...
Yeah,
the,
there's too many issues here. I'm sorry, Marty. Hold on a second. We're coming up on a weather break, and I don't know if we'll have time to address all of them. What about that it was the Republican administrations of Reagan and the Bushes that racked up this federal debt, and it was the Democrat who reduced the debt?
Well, I think in many cases, presidents and governors are given too much credit for improving the economy and or the overall fiscal picture in the state and country, and they're also criticized too much for when it goes bad. A lot of it is really the product of the ebb and flow of economic progress in this state and country. I think President Clinton did a pretty good job of retaining or restraining spending and keeping his budgets balanced in the face of a very good economy. The younger George Bush had 9/11, which was a major hit on the national economy. Nobody expected that. We should have realigned our spending as a result of that. Didn't do it. Republicans have long, I think, been or had a difficult time trying to reconcile spending and tax matters. They want to cut taxes, which I think is great, but then we don't cut spending to align those reduced tax revenues, and that creates deficits, which the caller was talking about. And we simply have to get at a more business-like approach to running our largest institutions in this country, the state and federal governments.
Yeah, does it surprise you at all that Marty says his Republican business friends are very unhappy with the Bush administration and might not be voting Republican in 2008?
No, that doesn't surprise me. I hear the same thing. I think politics is cyclical, number one, so you have that. Republicans have controlled the White House for the last 8 years, and there is a tendency by people to have some... willingness to look at other options when particularly when you have things like the war going on and that sort of thing. But I do think a combination of the White House, the President, and Congress in particular, and I almost hold them as responsible as the President when Congress was controlled by Republicans, just simply did not roll up their sleeves and demonstrate fiscal responsibility. Blew the lid off spending and did things like I think the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, as an example, is a typical political response to a problem that existed that could very easily have been handled by just managing existing resources in existing departments, as opposed to creating a huge new mega bureaucracy, which costs substantially more than the accumulation of the other agencies that were involved in Homeland Security. So those are the kinds of things that Republicans have done that I think have contributed to this perception that they just cannot manage the operation of government, and that has long been a quality that Republicans have been able to tout in political debate, and I don't know that we can make that case anymore.
We are talking with a business leader and political observer, Mark Buhr, former top aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, a former secretary of the Department of Revenue in Wisconsin, and currently the director of the UW Research Park, talking about a reported defection of Republican-leaning business leaders who are unhappy with the Republican Party, and wondering some as to whether this holds true for Wisconsin. We're welcoming your thoughts and questions about this at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we're going to talk about something that really matters to most of us, the color of our hair, or maybe I should say whether or not our hair is going gray. We're talking with the author of a new book called Going Gray, and she says graying is not just a change in style, but a change in lifestyle. And I think you'll be interested in hearing what she has to say coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about business and the GOP, and a piece in the Wall Street Journal earlier this month that said some business leaders are drifting away from the Republican Party because of the growing federal debt, a social conservative agenda that they don't share, and the war in Iraq. We're talking with Mark Buhr, former aide to Republican Governor Tommy Thompson and the director of the UW Research Park, about this reported defection. And Lenny in Madison is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Buhr, you said a number of things that got my attention. One of them was about Tommy Thompson and his mastery of the state budget. I have one on couple observations. One was the prison buildup through the late 1980s, early 1990s to the present time, and up to when Governor Thompson left office. Another one was
Lenny, I would appreciate it if you would. It sounded like you were going to make a totally different comment when you talked to our screener. What did you want to say?
Well, basically, what I want to say is that the neocons are in charge, and it's no longer the conservatives running the Republican Party, okay? It doesn't have anything to do with fiscal restraint. It doesn't have anything to do with budgets. It's got something to do with who's running the show and where the money's going.
Yeah.
If you follow the money, you're going to find out who's running the show.
The neocons are in charge, Mark Buhr.
Well, it gets back to the point I made earlier in that elected officials these days and the differences between them are fairly difficult to discern in terms of policy. I mean, we have a political entitlement mentality in the state and country. Districts are designed to elect and reelect incumbents. The elected officials, both on the Democratic and Republican sides, are professional politicians. They're here with full-time salaries and pensions and health care plans. Their goal and objective in life is to stay in power. They want to stay in power, and they do everything humanly possible to do that. And so the idea is not to disrupt, not to alienate voters, to do what it takes to get reelected. And that includes huge budgets for campaigns to ensure that the reelection occurs. Many of the problems I think that we have in our state and country are directly related to the way that we identify and select our political candidates and the way that they continue to hold their jobs. I mean, it's very, very difficult to defeat an incumbent member of Congress. I think 94% or 95% of them get reelected every 2 years. And that really is at the heart of, I think, much of the discussion. The statesmen and women are gone. What we have are professional politicians who are there to tell us what we want to hear and not give us any discomfort. We can't live with the fact that maybe we can't do with all of the things that government is providing us for, so these politicians continue to construct budgets that are structurally insolvent and push the problem forward for our children and grandchildren. And I just feel very badly about that. As a father and a grandfather, it makes me sad what we're doing to them.
Well, Lenny brought up that he thought the Tommy Thompson administration spent a pretty penny on prisons, and there were other initiatives that were costly. It seems to me that the welfare reform was a costly program. Sometimes conservatives have to spend money too, don't they?
Well, yes, and Tommy Thompson was elected as many viewed him as he was referred to as Dr. No in the state legislature. He moved to the center to be a good governor and to govern responsibly for all of the people in Wisconsin. On prison reform, during the 80s and 90s, we heard from citizens all across the state to get tough on crime. There wasn't a single legislator that was running for election in those days that didn't pose for holy pictures, mm-hmm. talking about bills that they had introduced to strengthen penalties or add penalties or increase penalties. The point is that the prison buildup was a manifestation of public outrage over crime, and we can, I think, see now that crime, major crime, violent crime, is down in Wisconsin. Is that directly related to the prison buildup? Probably has a connection there. On the matter of social policies, W-2, I mean, the governor felt very strongly that it was in our best interest to get people that were on welfare into the workplace. And so we had to spend money to do that, including mm-hmm. transportation, child care, health care for single mothers and that sort of thing. I think on the whole, that was a positive initiative on behalf of the taxpayers of the state, contributed to the health and vitality of our economy, and I don't think anybody argues that it wasn't the right thing to do for the people that were affected.
Yeah. What do you make of the rhetoric going on in the presidential campaign on the GOP side of every candidate, including Tommy Thompson when he was one, touting to be the reliable conservative or the true conservative or the real conservative? Everybody's trying to outdo each other on their conservative credentials.
Well, I think the point is to win the primary, and therein lies one of the problems with our system. You have to move to the right to try and capture as many of the right wing of the political party. You hear these claims about who cut taxes more, and it's kind of juvenile to watch these debates, these supposed high level leaders talking in sort of sound bite clips that they're scripted. Mm-hmm. To say, and I think at the end of the day, what I would like to see is a leader emerge that has a statesmanlike ability to articulate the needs of the state and country, and not tell us what we want to hear, but tell us what it's going to take to move the country forward and fix our budget mess and respond to the people that are needy, but not to everybody. I think that's really the fundamentals, and I'm not sure who that candidate is yet. I've not seen any of them emerge in a way that really sort of interests me. But I think at some point that's part of the election process, which goes on way too long, in my view, mm-hmm. And way too much money spent, and part of the underlying problem with the way we elect people and who we elect.
Rich and Sullivan is with us now. Hi, Rich.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Rich.
The Republican Party in Wisconsin that I grew up with was the Bill Duddleston Republican Party, and let me explain briefly. That was the party of the small business people, the small farmer. Those voices were heard in the conventions. It was also a party that welcomed everyone religiously, secular humanists, the people who lived next door to my parents in Woodboro Township, Oneida County, where they did their business. Both my mom and dad were business people. Ed and Edna next door were business people. My parents were devout Roman Catholics. Ed and Edna were secular humanists, ethical culturists. If you watch how the things are skewing in the presidential candidacy towards Ron Paul, you have to ask yourself if there is not a hunger among people to return to the original Republican Party, that is, avoid foreign entanglements, they're expensive. Make sure all people's voices are heard. Jobs are not to be shipped overseas. Jobs, it's patriotic as a capitalist, as a Republican, to create well-paying jobs in the United States of America. And you Republicans, when I was growing up, you treat your employees well.
Rich, I need to jump in because we have less than a really only a minute and a half at most. Mark Buer for a response.
Well, I couldn't agree with Rich more. I think he captured the essence of what many of us who are now in our 50s grew up as Republicans and embraced those values that he articulated along with fiscal responsibility and limited government and a sort of a big tent kind of philosophy that people who shared those goals and objectives were certainly welcome, and we've drifted far afield of those philosophies now, and I'm not sure that our predecessors would recognize the Republican Party. We had legislators in those days that were pharmacy owners, that were farmers, they were teachers, they were business people who came to the state capitol or went to Congress and did the business, got a budget passed that was fiscally responsible, went home and ran the hardware store or the pharmacy. And now we have a political class here that's inspired to do things for themselves. They're careerists. The goal is to continue to stay in office and perpetuate their careers in office and do what they think is going to do whatever it takes to continue that effort. And I think that's where we sort of went astray a few decades ago, and it continues along that track
well,
today.
I'm going to have to leave it there for now, but I hope you'll come back sometime and talk politics with us once again. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Love to, Joy. Thank you.
Mark Buer, director of the UW Research Park. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.